World Sport from the BBC with Andrew Horse coming up. There are protests as Blackburn are relegated from the English Premier League.
There is a chicken on the pitch. Which is getting a stunning ovation from some here in the main stand.
Corner then for Wigan. Played in. Robinson. No, he couldn't keep it out. It's in the net. Alcaraz's header. Robinson clawed it away but couldn't stop it from finding the back of the net. And that is doom for Blackburn Rovers.
But Wigan's victory at Ewood Park means they are safe and beaten Juventus win the Scudetto in Italy. But will they win the argument about how many titles they've claimed in total? And some tennis stars get the blues about the colour of clay in Madrid. Let's start with football, though, and Blackburn stay in the English Premier League under Steve Keane is over. They lost 1-0 at home to Wigan Athletic and are relegated. But the victory confirms Wigan's survival with a game to spare after they were bottom in February. Ian Dennis reports from Ewood Park.
Wigan's escape was from Alcaraz, a firm header 4 minutes from time that Robinson couldn't keep out. An eighth successive season in the top flight is some achievement, but the demise of Blackburn will dominate the headlines. The atmosphere was ugly, particularly at the end as objects were thrown. During the game, the anti-Keane and Venky's chants were vociferous and constant. The first half was a tepid display from the home side. They did improve after the break and should have had a penalty when Boyce took away the legs of Hoylett. Blackburn's 11-year stay in the top flight is over, but Keane is adamant his reign is not and has vowed to stay on.
Well, despite those ongoing protests against Steve Keane and the club's owners Venky's, the Indian poultry company, the defender Bradley Orr says the Blackburn manager has been excellent.
In the short space of time I've been here, Steve Keane has been absolutely magnificent, and if anything, it's the players that have fell short. And, you know, the game that we're in, the easy thing to do is point the finger and, you know, pass the buck on and pass the blame. But one man who can look himself in the mirror, I think, and say to himself that he's done everything he could under difficult circumstances is the manager of Blackburn Rovers.
So Blackburn are down and Wigan are safe, and Queen's Park Rangers have their destiny in their own hands going into the last round of matches. After their dramatic late win against Stoke, they have to try and get a point, though, or more in their final game. It's at Manchester City, who need the win to wrap up their first title in 44 years. The former City midfielder Joey Barton is now at QPR and realises they've got a lot of work to do.
I mean, we're not safe, yeah. This is the funniest thing about it. I mean, you know, Bolton are a very good side, and I think, you know, they'll go to Stoke and, you know, that'll be a competitive game. We've got to go to Man City, and, you know, we're not going there to be part of their, well, if they beat us, to be part of their Premier League celebrations. We're going there to apply ourselves. You know, we've been disappointing on the road in the last few weeks, and, you know, we've been very, very good at home. I think we've won 5 on the spin at home now, but, you know, I want to go there and, you know, I want to, you know, show what we're about on the road as well as at home. You know, we're more than capable of going and getting something at Man City.
Well, Montpellier are back 3 points clear at the top of the French league. That's after a 2-0 win at Rennes. The goals came from Suleiman Kamara and Benoit Costil, who put through his own net. They're back above PSG, and a win and a draw in their last two fixtures will be enough for Montpellier to win a first French title. Lille beat Caen 3-0. That earns them a place in next season's European Champions League. And Valencia will be coached by Maurizio Pellegrino next season. The former defender returns as manager after the departure of Unai Emery, even though they're going to finish third. Pellegrino worked as assistant to Rafael Benitez at Liverpool and Inter Milan, but it's his first managerial job. Well, Juventus won the Scudetto in Italy, but they've reopened some old wounds in the process. It's the Turin's club first Serie A title since being relegated and stripped of two championships for their part in the Calciopoli match-rigging scandal. Both club officials and players, like the goalkeeper Gianluigi Buffon, are now suggesting this is actually title number 30 and not 28, as the official statistics will show. The Italian journalist Tancredi Palmeri says Juve are not prepared to forgive and forget.
It's completely Juventus against the world attitude. I mean, even if they are the one that have been that lost, really something in that, and they are the one that they are fighting back for what they believe it is their right to have back. So in the end, Milan or the others, they didn't lost a title. So even if for how much they could feel they've been unfair treated, it is a different story.
Well, Turkey's top football teams have been cleared of match-fixing by the country's football federation after a long-running investigation, but two players were banned for trying to fix results last season. A separate criminal trial involving 93 football officials, players and coaches is still going on. 22 league matches in the 2010-2011 season were said to have been targeted by fixers. Last year's league champions Fenerbahce were among the teams cleared by the federation after being banned from the European Champions League because of their involvement in the scandal. The Republic of Ireland manager Giovanni Trapattoni has included James McLean in his 23-man squad for Euro 2012. The 23-year-old winger has made a considerable impression in his first season at Sunderland. He made his senior debut for the Republic in February. But Wigan's Jane McCarthy has withdrawn himself from consideration for the tournament after his father was diagnosed with cancer. The world's top tennis players are in Madrid this week, hoping to gather important clay court experience ahead of the French Open. But they're going to face an extra challenge in the coming days, adapting to playing on blue clay for the first time. Our reporter Richard Fleming has been courtside to have a look.
The suggestion is that it is rather gimmicky, it's something new, although if you were to read the official media guide, it's believed to be for the benefit of the spectators, because the yellow ball is viewed a lot easier on the blue clay, and they go into all the wonderful wording of how this is so innovative and is a wonderful idea, and the suggestion being that it's so great that possibly other tournaments will pick up on it. But you would think that if it is that wonderful, that other big clay court events would have taken it to heart before now. It doesn't make any mention in the media guide that the blue is also the very same colour as the sponsor's colour as well. So I think that the cynic in me suggests that there's a possible link between the two. Also, it's not gone down universally well with the players either here.
So let's hear from one of those players who's not particularly impressed, the world number one Novak Djokovic, who would rather have been consulted about the change.
The only thing that is a little bit disappointing from a player's standpoint is that, this was decided without players agreeing on it. So that's the most disappointing thing, really, because I haven't tested the court. And as much as I know, most of the top players have not tried blue clay. And, so if you don't have, especially top players, testing the court and agreeing for this change, that should mean something. At least they should have, a value in what they say. But unfortunately, that wasn't the case. I'm not blaming tournament, because tournament is fighting for their own interest. But, I'm sure that ATP should have done a better job in representing the players' rights and protecting what they want and what they say. So this is what we have right now. This is the situation. I just hope, for the sake of all the players, that we will not have injuries and that we can have at least a decent week of tennis here.
That's the world number one Novak Djokovic. Finally, Ronnie O'Sullivan has won the World Snooker Championships for a fourth time. He beat Ali Carter by 18 frames to 11 in the final in Sheffield in the north of England. O'Sullivan's put down part of his success to working with a sports psychologist, but he's also expressed some frustration at plans to change the sports calendar. And a reminder before we go of our top story, Blackburn Rovers have been relegated from the English Premier League. That's after a 1-0 defeat by Wigan in a game played in an atmosphere of hostility towards the club's owners and manager Steve Keane. That's